Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to continue in the fifth parak of Kelim, and we are up to parak Hey, Mishnah Zayin. So says the Mishnah, Tanu Shnitma Ketzem Netaren Oso. If a Tanu becomes Tameh, how can you break it enough that it becomes Tahor? Chalko L'Shlosha. You have to break it into three parts. V'gorer Es Hatfela, and you have to scrape off the coating of clay on the outside of the oven in the back of those cuts so that the coating doesn't hold the broken pieces together. It has to really be broken apart. Achieh ba'aretz, and you have to cut the walls of the oven until the cut reaches all the way down to the ground. I mean, it has to fully be cut apart from each other. Ramei Romer, in the Tzarech Ligaras Hatfeila, you don't have to cut off the outside coating. V'lo achieh ba'aretz, nor do you have to make sure the cut goes all the way down to the ground. El matomi b'fnim arba tfachim. You only have to cut from the inside, and it only needs to be cut 4 tfachim. Rabbi Shimon Omer, the Tzarech Lasio, that you need to move the sections away from each other in order for them to become tough. I mean, if they're still being held together, they're still tightly held together, then meaning he's the most machmir, that even if you cut through the coating and you cut all the way down to the ground, still not enough. You got to move them apart from each other. Let's say you cut the oven into two pieces instead of three, and there's one larger one and one smaller one, so you break it like an afikomen. So the larger one is tameh, and the smaller one is going to be tahar. The larger one is tameh because it's the rove of the original oven. If you divide it into three parts, but one of the parts is as big as the other two combined, so it's more than half of the original, then the gadol is in fact going to be tameh, and the two smaller ones are going to be tahar. Mishnah Ches, if you cut the oven that was tameh into not down, not up, vertically, but horizontally, so you cut them into circles by cutting across, if each of the rings that you're cutting is less than 4 tefachim high, tahar, then it's going to be tahar. Merchu betit, if you put it back together and you put cement over it, mekabel tuma mishayasikenu kedei lafus posuf ganin, then it's going to be mekabel tuma anew once you heat it up to the point that you could bake suf ganin in it. Hirchik memenu aset feil, if you if you separate the coating from the oven, and you put sand or pebbles in between in the holes, that's what we said. Anida hatahora ofos bovuhu tahar. Anida and a woman who's tahar can both bake bread in it at the same time, and the oven's still going to be tahar, because even though the nida is putting her hands in the oven when she puts the dough in the oven, she does not make the oven tameh because it's still considered a broken oven. And the outer layer of clay, because it's not attached to the broken pieces, it doesn't combine them into a single oven. So even though it's now possible to bake in it, it's still not going to be able to be mekabel tuma. This very much relates, of course, to the din of tanur shel achnai, meaning the dinim of tuma and tara, of ovens and broken ovens and being held together by sand. That was the shaila of tanur shel achnai, where the famous Gemara Bava Metzia that teaches us about a baskal saying that the halacha is one way, and about lo b'shamayim he, that we don't paskin based on Baskal. Okay, anyway, so to review what we learned today, in Mishnah Zayin we discussed how one is mitaher, a tameh oven, that you need to break it into three parts, but there's a three-way machlokas, how broken in fact it has to be, and then we discussed that if any part of the broken oven makes up more than 50% of the original, that part is still going to be tameh. And then in Mishnah Ches we said that if you cut it into rings, by cutting it horizontally, anything less than 4 tefachim of height of those rings is going to be tahar, and if you stick it together with clay or mud or something, so it's mekabel tuma as soon as you heat it up again. And we said that if you separate the coating of the clay from the oven and you fill it in with sand or rocks, so that's a situation where the oven is usable, and nevertheless it's not mekabel tuma. Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perakei Mishnah Tes.